table. Okay, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, on Daf Tezayin on the base, the Gemara says, Chayiv Adam L'Tahir Atzmei B'Regel. Person has to make sure that he's pure for the Regel. Regel, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, the person has to make sure that they're tar, that they're pure. It's interesting that the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk in this week's parasha. This week's parasha, by the way, is Parasha Shmini. And the pasuk in Parasha Shmini says, when it's talking about treifa animals, it says that the nevela of a treifa animal is tamei. It says, mibisaram loisi chelu, you should not eat the meat of a treifa animal. Uvinivlasam loisi go'u, and you should not touch the nevela. Since the nevela is tamei, so binivlasam loisi go'u. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, what does that mean? You're not allowed to touch the nevela of a behemoth tamei. You're not allowed to become tamei. Only the Koyanim are not allowed to become tamei. There's no iser for Yisrael to become tamei. So the Gemara says that it must be that the pasuk uvinivlasam loisi go'u, that a Yisrael is not supposed to come tamei. It must be that it's not talking about the entire year. It's talking about beregel. And even though there's no remnants to this in the pasuk in Parashat Shmini, but Rashi over there brings from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that the pasuk is referring to the regel, that a person has to make sure that he's tar on the regel. That means before the regel, he has to make sure that he's matar himself. And on the regel, he has to make sure that he's not matame himself. He has to make sure that he stays pure, stays tar the entire regel. So it would sound like if it's learned out from a pasuk, v'nevlasam loisi go, that this is a din da'iraisa. However, the Ramban and Chumash on that pasuk, in Perek Yudal of Pasuk Ches, the Ramban says that it's an asmachta ba'alma. Really, it's a chi of midrabanan. The person has to be matar himself before the regel and stay pure on the regel. And the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk in the Geder of asmachta ba'alma, but it's really just a derabanan. But al kapanim, there is a chi of derabanan to become pure before the regel. Now, what is the reason why before the yontif and why on the yontif do we have to be in a state where we are tahar? So the Rambam says, the Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Oichlin, Perek Tez Zayin Halacha Yud, the Rambam says as follows, that every yontif a person has to become tahar before the yontif. Hilchas Tumas Oichlin, Perek Tez Zayin Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Mipnei She Yisrael Nechoinim Likoneis B'Mikdash, the Yidna are getting ready, preparing themselves to go into the Beis HaMikdash, V'lechol Kachin, and to eat Kachin. That means on every yontif you have a din of Aliyah L'Regel, you're supposed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and also V'lechol Kachin, there are certain kabanas that you're supposed to eat on yontif, so to go into the Beis HaMikdash and to eat Kachin, you have to be tar. So there's a special din, Chayiv Adam L'Tahar after the regel, you have to prepare before the yontif to become tar, in order that you'll be ready to go into enter the Beis HaMikdash and to eat Kachin. That's the way the Rambam explains this din. If you look in that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and after Zayin Amidbeis, on the side of the Gemara is Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel was the Rambam's Rebbe's Rebbe, and the Rambam often goes in the ways of Rabbeinu Chananel. So Rabbeinu Chananel on that Gemara, he says, when it says, Chayiv Adam L'Tahir Atzmei B'Regel, Rabbeinu Chananel says, Mikan Amru Chachamim, from here the Chachamim said, from this pasuk of V'nevlasam Loisi Go, Shechayovim Yisrael L'Tahir Atzmei B'Regel, he didn't have to be matar themselves beregel. He says, Amru Chachamim, it sounds also like the Ramban, but it's really a din de Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan said a person has to be matar himself beregel. Bevayam le'ra'ois lefnei Hashem. When they come to be seen in front of Hashem, this is the addition of Rabbeinu Chananel, the Gemara doesn't say those words. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Bevayam le'ra'ois lefnei Hashem. It sounds like the reason of the Rambam, and this is possibly where the Rambam got it from, that the reason why a person has to be tar every regel before the regel is as preparation for him to be oil regel to come into the Beis HaMikdash, and as the Rambam adds, to eat the karbanos that you're supposed to bring on the yontif. There is, however, a very big question. And this question is raised by the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh in Simen Samach Zayin, assuming like the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chanana, that a person has to become tahar before the regel and stay tahar on the regel in order that he should be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash and in order that he should be able to eat kachin. So the Shagas Aryeh says, if that's the case, I don't understand the rush at the very end of Yuma. There's a rush, one of the last pieces, the rush in Yuma brings down that Rav Sadia Goyen used to go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, and he used to treat it as a chayva. He used to treat it as mamash achiyah to go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. He used to make a bracha on it. We go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, but we don't make a bracha. Rav Sadia Goyen used to make a bracha, and there was a chayva. And the rush discusses this minig of Rav Sadia Goyen, why would he make a bracha on going to the mikvah before Yom Kippur? Where did it say in the Torah you have to go to the mikvah before Yom Kippur? And the Rosh says, maybe it's because of the din of Chayiv Adam L'Tahir Atzmei B'Regel. person has to go to the mikveh before Yom Tov, he has to become tar. And the Rosh says, no, it can't be, and he brings a raya that it's not the case. But the Shagasari says, what was the Rosh thinking? How could the Rosh suggest that maybe Rav Sadia Goyen made a bracha on going to the mikveh, Erev Yom Kippur, because of the din of Chayiv Adam L'tar Atzmei B'Regel? Is there a din of Aliyah L'Regel on Yom Kippur? Avadanat, Aliyah L'Regel is Shalosh Regalim, Shalosh Pamim Bashana, Yerah Kol V'Churcha. Says that Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos is Aliyah L'Regel. So there was no Aliyah L'Regel at all on Yom Kippur. Is there Achilas Kachim, I ask you, on Yom Kippur? No, any Achila, you have to fast on Yom Kippur. So there's no Achilas Kachim, there's no going into the Beis HaMikdash. So how could the Rosh say, maybe Rav Sadia Goyen made a bracha, going to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, because of the din, Chayav Adam L'Tar Atzmei B'Regel. According to the Rambam, that Chayav Adam L'Tar Atzmei B'Regel is because you have to be prepared to go into the Beis HaMikdash, Aliyah L'Regel, eating Kachim. Doesn't make any sense. On Yom Kippur, that definitely would not apply. So if the Rosh says that it would apply even on Yom Kippur, the concept of Chayav Adam L'Tar Atzmei B'Regel, it must be that he doesn't hold like this Rambam, and the Shagas Arya says, Tzarechin, I don't know how the Rosh explains that there would be a din of Chayav Adam L'Tar Atzmei B'Regel on Yom Kippur if there's no Aliyah L'Regel B'Chlal and there's no Achilas Kachim. What? But if it says that he used to do it on Erev Yom Kippur, he could have done it Yud Al Tishrei. So it's mashma, because of Yom Kippur, he used to go to the mikvah, and that might be Al Chayav Adam L'Tar Atzmei B'Regel. If there's no Aliyah L'Regel and no Achilas Kachim, what could be pshat in the Rosh? So this is the question the Shagas Arya asked. Because the Rambam says that the reason why you're supposed to make yourself tzara before the Yontif is because there's a din of Oyla Regal. You're going to go into the Beit HaMikdash, you're going to eat Kachim. But that doesn't apply on Yom Kippur. So how could it be? No, that the Shagas Arya leaves the Rosh Shver. The only pshat that we have so far is the Rambam's reason why you're supposed to become tzara because of Aliyah Regal, preparation for Aliyah Regal. If that's the case, so then how could that apply possibly on Erev Yom Kippur? So what I would like to suggest, this is the main point of the shir, a new pshat in the Rosh. The Shagas Arya assumed pashat that the reason why you have to go to the mikvah Erev Yom Tov is as a preparation for Aliyah L'Regel and Achilas Kachim. And he says, Tzarechian on the Rosh. It would seem that the Rosh has a different reason, a different approach, why you have to go to the mikvah before Yom Tov and why a yid has to be tar on Yom Tov. And I would like to suggest that maybe the Rosh holds like this. Yom Tov has a special Kedusha. It's the din of Kedushas Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a special day. It's not like any every day of the year. Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. It's a special Kedusha. It could be the Rosh holds that the din of Chayav Adam L'Tahir Atzmei B'Regel has nothing to do with Aliyah L'Regel. Preparation for a Yom Tov requires that a person has to enter the Yom Tov on a very high madrega. He has to go to the mikvah, be Matahir himself, Mekadesh himself before the Yom Tov. Now you're ready to bring on the Yom Tov. Before a Yom Tov that has Kedusha of Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, a person has to go to the mikvah, not because he's going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Even if he's not going to go to the Beis HaMikdash and eat any kachim. But the Kedushas Yom Tov itself requires a person to remain pure, to remain tar on the regal. And therefore, on the first second of the regal already, he has to be pure, so he has to go to the mikvah before the regal. Mitzad the Kedushas Yom Tov, a person has to prepare for the Yom Tov by elevating his own level of Kedusha V'Tahara, and that's why Chazal say, Chayav Adam L'Tahar Atzmei V'Regel. If that would be the reason why you have to go, it has nothing to do with Aliyah L'Regel. Stam Kedushas Yom Tov, Chazal make a drasha, Chayav Adam L'Tahar Atzmei B'Regel, because Yom Tov is a very holy day. So the Rosh says, it doesn't have to do dafka with Shalosh Regalim. Yom Kippur is the holy of holies. Of course, if you have to prepare yourself for Kedusha V'Tahara, a higher madrega of Kedusha, before Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos, so surely on Yom Kippur, which is Kodesh Kodashim, so a person should have to prepare himself with this Kedusha. And I found a raya to this in the Rishonim. This is not so well known. There's a sefer in the Rishonim called Shibali Halakat. The Shibali Halakat is one of the Italian Rishonim, and it's a sefer on Psak Halacha brought down by a lot of Paiskim. So when he's talking in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, I once saw Erev Rosh Hashanah that the Shibali Halakat telling you what to do on Rosh Hashanah, Dinei Rosh Hashanah. So in Simin Reish Pei Gimel, the Shibali Halakat says that there's a din to go to the mikveh Erev Rosh Hashanah. And that's what we do these days, go to the mikveh Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why should you go to the mikveh? So he says, because since there's a din Chayav Adam L'Tahar Atzmei B'Regel, person is supposed to go to the mikveh before Yom Tov, he has to make himself pure for the regel. It says, Kol Shekein B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. Surely, if it says so by regel, by the three regalim, surely on Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur, Shehem Yimei Mishpat, the days of judgment, Shetzarech Adam L'Tahar U'L'Kadesh Atzmei. Surely on Rosh Hashanah, if Shalosh Regalim needs to prepare yourself for Kedusha, so surely Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are Yimei Mishpat, Kodesh Kadosh, in the days that a person is judged, surely a person has to be Metaher U'Mekadesh Atzma. So I don't understand the Kal V'Chaymer of the Shibali Aleket. What do you, the other three regalim you have to do it because you have to go into the Beis HaMikdash. You have to eat kashrut. By Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's no din of Aliyah L'Regel, so who cares that they Yemei Mishpat? It's very chashav that they Yemei Mishpat. You have to do tshuva. But who says that a person has to go to the mikvah? So Shibali Aleket held like the Rambam, so there's an Ikkel L'Mifrach, there's a Pircha on the Kal V'Chaymer. Mal Shalosh regalim, that there's a din of Aliyah L'Regel. It would seem clear that the Shibali Aleket holds that the reason why you have to go to the mikvah before Yontif is because Yontif is a special day. Yontif is a day of Kedusha, and to prepare for such a special day, you have to elevate your level of Kedusha and Tahara. If that's the case, says Shibali Aleket, if the regular simple Kedusha Yontif requires for a person to prepare in such a way of Kedusha and Tahara, Kol Shekein Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Sheheim Yimei Mishpat. We have already a sheet like that in the Rishayim, so maybe it's not so far to say that the Rosh held like this also, that the din of Chayav Adam L'Tahar Atzmo V'Regel is because that's the way we properly prepare for Yontif. We elevate our own level of Kedusha and Tahara. If that's the case, just like the Shibali Aleket HaKasev, Kol Shekein on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so that's why the Rosh says that this din applies on Yom Kippur as well. So here we have a Machlokes L'Chayra, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel, that hold that a person has to go to the mikveh before Yontif to prepare for Aliyah L'Regel, going into the Beis HaMikdash and eating kachin, whereas the Rosh and the Shibali Aleket seem to hold that the reason why you go to the mikveh before Yontif has nothing to do with Achilat kachin and Aliyah L'Regel. It's a special din to prepare for the holy day of Yontif, and surely Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a person is supposed to go to the mikveh and make sure he remains pure the entire Yontif. Now it could be, believe it or not, yeah. Why do you make a bracha? That was the chiddush of Reb Tzadi Goyim. The Rishayim argued and said you don't make a bracha. He held you make a bracha, he held it was a chayva. But Al-Kafanim, I'm just pointing out from the Rosh's Sushtel to Yom Kippur, it sounds like it has nothing to do with Aliyah L'Regel. Stam Kedushas Yontif requires a person to go to the mikvah before the Yontif. Now it's interesting, it could be that this is Shitas Rashi. Rashi, Aviya Mefarshim, to say you have a Rosh, a Shibali, a Lekit, that's one thing. But it could be that this is Shitas Rashi also, that Rashi holds that the din of Chayav Adam L'Tahar Atzmo V'Regel has nothing to do with Aliyah L'Regel. What Rashi am I referring to? There's a Rashi in Yevamos on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis that brings down the din of Chayav Adam L'Tahar Atzmo V'Regel, and it's clear from that Rashi is saying that even women have this din. Chayav Adam L'Tahar Atzmo V'Regel, Rashi in Yevamos Chav Tes Amud Beis, says that Chayav Adam L'Tahar Atzmo V'Regel applies by women as well. Women have to make sure that they're pure on the regal, they can't be matami themselves. They have to prepare for the yontif and make sure that they come into the yontif, the ktusha v'tara. And the Shagasari asks on the Rashi, Shagasari before we quoted was in Simen Samach Zayin. This is the Simen right before that, in Simen Samach Vav. The Shagasari says, I don't understand. Going to the mikvah before yontif, be keeping yourself pure on yontif, that's because you have to be oil regal. Women are not chayiv in aliyah regal. Women are not chayiv to go into the Beit HaMikdash on yontif and to eat the karbonis. The women don't have that chiyuv b'chlal. That's the chiyuv of the husband, chiyuv of the man. So why would Rashi say that the din of chayiv adam l'tahar atzmo v'regel applies to women as well? L'chayiv, the whole din of aliyah l'regel is only by men, not by women. Karbon pesach they eat, but that's a different story. They don't have to. They could be part of the chabura, but the shechting the karbon pesach, no, they don't. It's one for the bais. So what's the pshat in Rashi that Rashi says that it applies by Nashim? That's what the Shagatari asks on the Rashi. So I think that if you say that Rashi holds, like the Rosh and like the Shibali Aleket, that the reason you have to become Tar on the Regal is not because you're supposed to do Aliyah the Regal and eat Kachim. It's not because of the Kedushas Yontif. So is there more of a Kedushas Yontif for a man than for a woman? No, it's the same. They're approaching the same Yontif. Just like Kedushas Yontif requires a person to prepare adequately and to become Kaddish Vitar, so the same thing, a woman has the same thing. The Shagasayi that asked the Kasha, that's because he's going with Shitase. The Shagasayi before asked on the Rosh, I don't understand how it could apply on Yom Kippur. Shagasayi assumes Pashas like the Rambam, that the reason that a person has to go to the mikvah before Yontif, the reason why a person has to stay pure on Yontif is because of Aliyah L'Regel. So the Shagasayi didn't understand two things. How could it apply on Yom Kippur, like the Rosh says, and how could it apply by women, like Rashi says? But if you say like this other ma'al, that it's because of the Kedushas Yontif that a person has to prepare for, that's why he has to go to the mikvah before Yontif and stay pure on Yontif, so that will apply to women as well, and that will also apply, Kol Shekein, it will apply on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. One last thing, a Rashi, there's another Rashi, the Rashi in Masechta Beitzah, and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Rashi says over there, in a sugya of klisha nitma b'yantif, Rashi says that it's very unusual for someone to be metame a kli, for someone to make something tame on yantif. It's very unusual. To milsa de l'shchicha, it's nageh. Rashi says that they didn't make a gzeira because it's not shchiach. It's not shchiach for tumma to happen on yantif. Rashi says, why is it not shchiach for tumma for someone to be metame a kli on yantif? Rashi says, shahrei hakol metarim b'regel. The din of chayiv adam matar asim b'regel. Everybody becomes tar on the regel. But kol shekein shezahir in mili hitami. Surely, if they become tar before the regel, they're surely careful on the regel itself not to become tummy. So that's what Rashi says. It's unusual for tumah to happen on yantif because everyone is mechuyev that to be matar asim b'regel. So the tzlach has a sefer on beitza, tzlach on shas. It's a noyde b'yehuda. So he asks on the Rashi, I don't understand. Rashi says it's unusual to have tumah on yantif b'chlal because chayiv adam matar asim b'regel. That's very nice on the shalosh v'gamim. But the din that the Gemara is talking about is even Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is also a regal. Rosh Hashanah also has a din of a yantif. So how does Rashi explain Rosh Hashanah? How does Rashi explain Rosh Hashanah? There's a din chayiv adam matanah to be regal on the three regalim. There's a din you have to go into the Beis Hamikdash and you touch him. That's on the Shalosh regalim. That doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah. So if it doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah, how could Rashi say that tumah on yantif is not shchiyah? So the tzlach is obviously assuming that the whole din of chayiv adam matanah to be regal is because you have to go into the Beis Hamikdash and eat the kachim. That's only on the Shalosh Regalim, that's true. But according to what we said, Rashi holds that that's not the reason. Rashi says it applies to women who are not chayiv in Aliyah L'Regel. Rashi must hold, like we said in the Rosh, that what? That when a person is mechuyev to go to the mikvah before yantif, it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. That's not to prepare for the yantif, you have to be kaddish. That's why Rashi says it applies to women as well. If that's the case, Rashi would hold that it applies to Rosh Hashanah also. Just like the Shibalei Alekat said, if it will apply to the three regalim, surely it will apply to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Shehem Yimei Mishpat. So Rashi will hold that as well. If that's the case, what we come out with, Allah B'yadeinu, that we have a din that a person is supposed to go to the mikvah before Yantif. He's supposed to remain tar on Yantif. And there's two shittas. One, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel say that it's as a preparation to go into the Beis HaMikdash and to eat kachim. That the din of Aliyah L'Regel requires the person to be tar. Therefore, you have to stay tar the whole yantif, and you have to be matar yourself before the yantif. But we've learned now from the Rosh and the Shibalei Alekhet and from Rashi even that the din is a new type of din. Chayiv adam matar atzav regel has nothing to do with the Beit HaMikdash. Nothing to do with Aliyah L'Regel. Chayiv adam matar atzav regel is because yantif is a holy day. It's a kedushas yantif, and to prepare for the kedushas yantif, a person has to be mekadesh himself in order to prepare for the yantif. That's the case. It will apply on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well, and it will apply to Nashim as well, like the Nafkaminas we said from these Rishonim. I think that practically, this has a very big Nafkamina. Everybody knows the din, Chayiv Adam Matar Atzav Regel. A person is supposed to become Tar by the Regel. It's very nice, but what about these days? These days we have no Beis HaMikdash. So you see a lot of Chassidim, a lot of people go to the Mikveh area every Shabbos. A lot of people go every day. But what's the din? Is there a chiv meipah din for a person to go to the mikvah before the Shalosh Regalim? Before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the minig of most Yidden is to go. Before the Shalosh Regalim, I don't think we could say it's the minig of most Yidden to go. Is there taka a chiv to go on Erev Pesach, Habo Aleinu L'Toyva, or Erev Shavuot, or Erev Sukkot, to go to the mikvah, b'teres chiv meipah din? So let's take a look. According to the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel, so what's the din? The din is you have to become tar in order to go to the Beis HaMikdash and to be Oyle Regal. In order to eat the karbanos of that day. So that applies in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Today, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, so you would not have a chiv, meikar adin. If you take a look, taka in the Chayi Adam, in Hilchas Yontif, in Klal Ayin Tes, it goes through Hilchas Yontif, in Klal Ayin Tes, the Chayi Adam says like this, V'roi l'chol Adam litval atzmai be'erev Yontif. It's proper, it's roi for a person to go to the mikveh erev Yontif, zeicha l'migdash. As a zecher to what happened in the Beis HaMikdash, Shehoyu kol Yisrael mechuyavim l'tahar atzman b'regel. That Klal Yisrael was mechuyav to become tahar b'regel, le'ro'is b'Beis HaMikdash, in order to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash. Which means that the Chayi Adam sounds like there is no chiyav meikar adin these days to go to the mikvah. The chiyav is zecher l'mikdash, there's an inyan. Roy, you don't say chayav, roy. It's it'd be fitting for a person, just like you do with Lechel, the Mikdash Kehillel, and you eat the Matzah, you eat the Kairich. So the same thing, you go to the Mikveh Erev Yontif, Zeichel HaMikdash Kehilo, Zeichel HaMikdash, right? You go Zeichel HaMikdash, because then they were Mechuyiv. And it's clear from the Chayi Adam that he's going with his reason of the Rambam. He says that back then they were Mechuyiv to do it, Lirois the Beis HaMikdash, in order to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel. However, you can make the Cheshbon on your own already, that according to the second Shita, the Shita which it seems from the Rosh, and the Shibali Aleket, and from Rashi, that the Chiyiv to go to the Mikvah has nothing to do with Aliyah LeRegel. Right? The chiyuv to go to the mikvah to become tar on the regal is because it's Kedushas Yantiv. Special day requires a special preparation, a higher level of Kedusha V'tar. I don't think there was any more Kedushas Yantiv in the times of Beis HaMikdash than there is now. The Yantiv is the same Yantiv. Makadish Yisrael V'azmanim. There's a Kedushas Yantiv. Therefore, the chiyuv, chayav adam l'tar after the regal, that it says in the Gemara, not that I'm a Paisik and I'm not trying to make waves over here, but I think according to Rashi and the Rosh and the Shibali Aleket, person has a chiyuv me'ikar adin to be metayer himself before the regal. Not according to the Rambam and the Beinu Chananel. According to the Rambam and the Beinu Chananel, it would be meduktuk to say, like the Chai Adam says, roi for a person to do it, it's also not nothing, but roi for a person to do it, zeichel amigdash. But I think according to a few Rishonim, the Rosh and the Shibali Aleket and Rashi, person would have a chiyuv me'ikar adin. Again, we quoted in the beginning, the Ramban says it's not a deraisa, it's an asmachta. But al kapanam, a chiyuv me'ikar adin de rabbanan, whatever the chiyuv was in the times of Chazal, if the chiyuv is mitzah kedushas yantif, it applies for women, it applies for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so then it would apply bizman hazeh as well. Now, lemaisa, if according to this cheshbon, if it should be a chiyuv bizman hazeh, it should be a chiyuv for women also. Like Rashi says also, that for sure we don't see the women going to the mikveh Erev Pesach, they're very busy. So that you could say Mesama there, it's hard for them to get out and to go to the mikveh Erev Yontif, every Yontif they're preparing, so fine, they could rely on the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel. Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel, so according to them, there is no chiyuv mikra adin. It's right to do it, Zeichel HaMikdash. Fine, in times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Taka didn't have a chiyuv to do it, according to that Shita. However, for the men, it's not so difficult for a person, especially Ben Azmanim, if you're in a community where there's a mikveh that men can go to that's not that far away, I think it's definitely Roy, the Chai Adam already says it's Roy, and according to what we're saying, according to some Rishonim, it might even be Me'ikar Adin, that a person should go to the mikvah before the Yontif in order to prepare for the regal. According to the Chai Adam, it's the idea that a person should do what they did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Zeichel HaMikdash. According to these other Rishonim, it could be mamish from the chiyuv of a person to prepare for the Shalosh Regalim, to prepare for the Kedushas Yontif, a person should make it his business to go to the mikvah before Yontif. Now, when a person is home, Ben Azmanim, in most communities, I imagine there's a mikveh that a person could go to. You take out time with a busy schedule, Erev Pesach, Yudal, and Nisan, and you go to the mikveh and come back home. Over here, let's say Shavuot's time is also one of the Shalosh Regalim. Most people, I assume, his man will still be going Erev Shavuot. So Erev Shavuot, person is also Shalosh Regalim. The person has to go to mikveh Erev Shavuot. So over here in Waterbury, it's not so pashut. Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur, they open up the mikveh for the men. But it could be Erev Shavuot over here, it might be a problem to go over here. So you can ask some of the people who go to New Haven, the tzaddikim that go Erev Shabbos to New Haven for a mikveh for the men. So Erev Shavuot, there should be busloads of people going to New Haven or whatever, the closest mikveh. L'chari, there might be a chiyuv, according to some Rishonim, me'ikar adin of chayav adam matan atzmei beregel before the Shalosh Regalim. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is more an accepted minik, but the Shalosh Regalim should l'chari be a big chiyuv. A few years ago for Pesach, for the first days of Pesach, I was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where my in-laws lived. And there too, there wasn't an available mikveh to go to for the men on Erev Pesach. And I went with my father-in-law, my brother-in-law. We traveled almost an hour to a city called St. Paul, Minneapolis, St. Paul, you know, the Minnesota twins. Those are the twin cities. So, and in St. Paul, yeah, there's a big Lubavitcher community. And they have a mikveh, and that's where we went. Baal Kapanim, again, the Chai Adam says Roy, maybe for Roy you don't have to make yourself crazy. But since according to some Rishonim, the Kataka be a Chiyuv Me'ikar Adin, a person should try as much as they can on Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, and Erev Sukkot, surely Erev Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, to go to the mikvah and to make sure that he's metayer himself and elevates himself in preparation for the Yontif. Preparation for the Yontif that we're mentioning now, according to this Shita, the din of Chayav Adam Matan Atzmei Beregel includes to be Makadish the person. A person has to be Makadish himself and prepare for the Kedushas Yontif. It says specifically by Yontif, the Nusach, we say in the davening, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. That Hashem is Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. By Shabbos, it doesn't say that Hashem is Mekadesh Yisrael on Shabbos. What's the difference? Why by Yontif we talk about Hashem is Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, and by Shabbos we don't talk about Yisrael? So the Teretz is because on Shabbos, Shabbos will come 7 days. Every seventh day comes Shabbos, no matter what the Yidden do. Every seventh day is Shabbos. That's a fixed thing. Misheshes Yimei Bereishis. Right after the Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. But Yontif is different. Yontif is Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. The Yidden have to be Mekadesh the Chodesh with Re'iyah when they see the moon. They are Kaveh when is Rish Chodesh. Based on that is Kaveh when the 6th of the month is, when the 15th of the month is. And all the Yom Tovim in that month depend on when the Yidden were Mekadesh the Chodesh. And that's why it's Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. These days, we have a set calendar. We're not being Mekadesh the Chodesh, Alpi Re'iyah. So we don't have that kiyum of Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, that Hashem is Mekadesh Yisrael, and the Yisrael, in turn, helps affect the Kiddusha Sazman. We know already what the Pesach is going to be, we know already what the Shavuos is going to be, and Sukkot. But this aspect, I think we could try to internalize in the Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, that a person should try to make it, that in his preparation for Yontif, he's being Mekayim, the Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. He's being Mekadesh Yisrael. He himself should try to be Mekadesh himself. When a person is Mekadesh himself and prepares for the Kedushas Yontif, then he can internalize all the Yisaitis of the Yontif and get all the Kedusha of the Yontif when he himself is Roy. How does a person make himself Roy? You don't make yourself Roy the night of Pesach thinking, oh, it's Pesach. You have to prepare yourself. Ezel Chocham Haroya Sanoila. A person has to prepare before the Yontif. Says Shloishim Yoyim, Koydem Achag. A person is supposed to start learning halachas, that means Purim. Shusham Purim, for sure. A person is supposed to start learning already Yachas Pesach. There's a lot of Chelek Hei, a lot of Yachas Pesach a person could go through in 30 days. And a person has to prepare. When a person learns the Yachas Yontif, not only will he make sure that he does the right things, and he leaves time to go to the mikveh of Yontif, and he does the Bikas Chametz at the right time, and he does Bir Chametz in the right way, in the right time, and he says the Amiras Karben Pesach, Erev Pesach afternoon like he's supposed to, and he eats the right shear, and all the halachas that a person has to make sure that they learn just in order to be Mekayim the mitzvahs, the rice and the rabbanah. There are so many mitzvahs to be Mekayim on Pesach, but in addition to that, it's more than just making sure that you're not nichshal in the halachas. If a person prepares properly for the yontif and he knows all the halachas, he has what to talk about on the yontif, he has questions that he could talk about, he feels the yontif, he makes the yontif part of him. When a person has that Kedushas Yontif part of him, when he's able to learn the halachas and know, feel a connection to the Yontif, then he's able to internalize the Yontif, and the Yontif will be ma'ir his hergeshim, and he'll feel the simcha that's befitting for that Yontif. A person has a cheshek to learn the Sifrei Machshava. There are a lot of svarim that will talk about the inyanim that come with Pesach, the inyanim of Geula, the inyanim of Emunah and Hashem, and seeing the Nisim, and the Koshi Hashibud, how it changed to the Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Kriyas Yamsuf. There's so much there. A person, if you prepare ahead of time, whether it's in all your free time till the end of the Zman, 2 weeks from now, in all our spare time, and if we have spare time, and surely Bein Azmanim, where there's a little bit more spare time, so a person should try to take any few seconds that he has available, any 5 minutes later, any 10 minutes later, look over the Haggadah, look over the Parsha Shemais with the Medrash Rabbah, look over the Svarim of Shimon Eider has a good sefer in English, the Halachas of Pesach. You go through picking any that you're interested in, that you know very little about, or that you know a lot about, and you want to get more familiar with. And like this, if you prepare something, yeah, your Rabbein know the good Svarim on the Yontif. You'll look at a sefer for Tzvi Pesach Bank has Svarim Mikroi Kodesh on the Yontif. An interesting shaila, he asks a shaila and he gives a teretz. So fine, you look at his shaila, you write down his shaila, and every chash of the year that you see from now till Pesach, you ask him the shaila, pretend it's your own shaila. I do this all the time. And you go to this Talmud Chacham and you write down what he says about it. You tell him it's Pesach, it's the kasha, so he's not going to say it, so it's a good kasha. If you come and if it's your kasha, so then he'll say, no, the chayra, the tzitz of Chacham, you can answer like this. Fine, so you ask him where it is and you write it down, then you go to another guy and tell him what he said, and then already you have a whole shtickle teretz. And you say it over at a yontif studio. You feel connected to the yontif. Is something that a person, when he's royas and noilad, he sees what's coming in front of him, then the Kedushas Yontif will have more an effect on him because he was Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, because he was Mekadesh himself and prepared properly for the Yontif. And as we said, one aspect of preparing yourself for the Yontif is elevating our level of Kedusha and Tahara before Yontif. The din of chayiv adam matan asking berego, according to some Rishonim, it has nothing to do with the kedusha yantif. Stand preparing for the yantif in order to be pure, in order to be tar, that you can go into the Beis HaMikdash. That we should do these days also. First of all, zecher l'mikdash, as the chayiv adam says. Also, you never know, you might go to the mikvah erev Pesach, and the night of Pesach, the Nisan Asid and the Gaul will already have a Beis HaMikdash. That's one reason. But besides that, according to some Rishonim, we said now, preparation for the yantif requires that a person has to elevate his level of kedusha utara, not just to learn the halachas and to learn the inyanim, to feel the yantif, but also to go to the mikvah to make sure that a person is tatatar on a higher level before the yantif. So just to chazak quickly, we have the din of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that chayav adam matar atzmo b'regel, that a person is supposed to go to the mikvah before yantif and to stay tar on the regel. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Chanana both say that this is as a preparation to go into the Beis HaMikdash and to eat kachin. If that's the case, it would only apply on the Shalosh Regalim. However, the Rosh and the Shibali Aleket and Rashi, the Rosh says it applies on Yom Kippur. Rashi says it applies to women. Shibali Aleket says it applies on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It seems that they all hold a new Shita, that the reason why a person has to be tar on Yontif is in order to prepare himself for the high level, the Kedusha that comes with Yontif, and surely the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we have to prepare ourselves for that. And we said that there's an afkamina lahalacha b'zman hazeh, according to the first Shita, would only be a zeicha b'migdash, and according to the second Shita, Rashi and the Rosh and the Shibali Aleket, will come out that there'll be a chiv meikar adin. Again, it might be the Rabbanan and not the Araisa, but a chiv meikar adin l'tar atzei b'regel. And we also learned that the zman ends in 2 weeks from today. That's something we learned out. Okay, so Hashem should be mezaka us, that we should all have the foresight to prepare properly for the yantif, and with this we should experience the kedushas yantif, and we should all end up bringing the Karban Pesach and spending the yantif together in Yerushalayim Habanuyim.